What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
All right, well, today Apple released its next generation mobile software, iOS 16, which will probably take Cappy like 2 years to download. But anyway, among the most anticipated changes is one that Apple says users have been requesting the most, the ability to edit and unsend recently sent iMessages. Recipients will receive an alert that the original message was edited or deleted, and it only works if both parties are running iOS 16. This new iOS 16 will also allow users to mark messages as unread in case you want to revisit them later. So that's what you need to know.
WhatsApp's been doing that forever, like the deleted thing. It'll tell you that a message was deleted, but that's it. Like, that's all you can get. So
I feel like, what's the point if it's going to tell you that it was deleted?
I get it, but I mean, I think just like for some transparency, I guess, some level of it.
By the way, sadly, I hate to admit it, but you're right on this one, Lindsay. It will take me forever to get the new
iOS
update. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I tried to do it today on one of my desktop computers. I tried to update the computer. Big disaster. No go. No good.
Well, iOS is for your phone, Cap.
No, I get it, but I was trying to update my computer as well. Okay. Yeah, it will take me forever to update my iOS on my phone. I never really do the updates. I never do them.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Just set it to do it automatically.
Yeah. At night.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know that it would require me knowing how to.
It'll ask you.
Yeah.
It should ask you, unless you've changed the settings, which you
You know
have.
I haven't, because I don't know how.
Then it should update automatically, yeah. Right?
Can I tell you guys a quick story about what happened to me this weekend?
Do you want to upgrade to the new iOS, Cappy?
Sure.
Okay.
Do I need to? I mean, that whole texting thing doesn't sound that important to me.
You do need to, though, because eventually your apps, which are all going to get updated to run on the new software, are going to stop working.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So here's what you do. Okay.
Go ahead.
That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, go to your phone right now.
I'm on.
Settings.
Yep.
Get settings.
Yep.
Scroll down on settings to general.
Okay, there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then software update.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. Now it's checking for an update. Now, what is the first update that it says under automatic updates? What does it say? iOS what?
15.7.
Right. Okay, now if you scroll down, there should be an also available.
Mm-hmm. iOS 16.
Yeah, so there you go.
And yeah,
you hit that, and then
yeah. How long does it take?
I mean, it might take a while, so you probably should do it after the show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't do it now.
Yeah,
wait till we're done.
Well, let me tell you guys what happened to me this weekend with regards to my tech issues. So yesterday, as the games are about to kick off, 10 o'clock in the morning, right at about 9:50 a.m., I go on to my television. This is my cable TV, and I say to my remote control, NFL Red Zone channel. And it takes me to the NFL Red Zone channel, and it reminds me, hey, this is a subscription channel, and to get the NFL Red Zone for the entire year, it's going to cost, I want to say, like $49.95, something like that, like $50 for the year, you know?
On your phone, right, the mobile
No, on TV. So this is on...
You're going to stream the Sunday ticket.
No,
Just
going...
Just the Red Zone.
All I'm doing is I went to the Red Zone channel on my TV.
Yeah.
On Cox Cable.
Right.
Okay. And I'm buying the Red Zone channel. Okay. $50 for the season. You follow me?
Okay. Got it. For your cable, right? From
Correct.
Your cable, from Cox. Got
right.
it. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to, so I have two televisions in my house that have cable TV.
Yeah.
And I am going to watch football on these TVs. And I need to have the Red Zone channel because I never know when I'm going to be home. But for $50, I figure, you know what? I'm just going to go.
You'll get your money's worth. Yeah.
I agree. So now I go to the NFL's app. And the NFL has this new thing going on. I think it's called NFL Plus.
NFL Plus.
NFL Plus Premium.
Okay, so there were two options on the NFL Plus.
I have NFL Plus because I used the, because since I've been doing games the last couple of years, I bought it last year, so that way I could watch all the preseason games on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be called NFL Game Pass, I think, or something like that. And it just turned into NFL Plus, which is a lot simpler to remember. So yes, I have that. So what is your problem with that?
So remember, the details are important here. So I went to subscribe to the NFL Red Zone channel on Cox Cable. I was able to push yes and buy this subscription. Yes. Yeah. And NFL Red Zone comes on my TV and everything is going swimmingly, right?
Right. You saw Scott Hansen. Yes.
Correct. Now I go to my phone and I go to the NFL's app and it says, hey, look, do you want this package or this package? And I'm thinking, well, I want the package where I can see games because I may be out and about and I want to see games on my phone.
Right.
So I think that the package was like $30, let's just say. Yeah. And there was an upgraded version where if you wanted like the end zone footage and the coach's film, you know, it was it was a bit more money. But I was like, I don't need all that stuff. So I'm just here to buy this first package.
Yeah.
So now I go ahead and I buy the package on my phone. I've already bought the Red Zone package on my TV. And I go to use the phone tells me on the NFL app there's only two games that I could watch yesterday in the early window. There was San Francisco and Chicago, and there was Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Those were the only two games that were available to me on my phone on the NFL app. But I bought this package, and I was able to listen to any radio broadcast, and I'm like, that's not what I wanted. I wanted to watch every game. Mm-hmm. So then there's the NFL Red Zone on the NFL's app. And next to the NFL Red Zone, there's a little key, which tells me, this was what I thought, well, it's locked. You have to pay for it. So it says, already a member, log in, or use your cable. Yeah. Now, I've just told you
that I've bought the thing on Cox,
So therefore, don't you think that I should be able to use...
Log in with your Cox credentials, yes.
That would be a natural thing to assume, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I go to say, well, I'm going to use my cable. I'm going to use my television provider is the way they put it.
Right.
And I click on my provider, Spectrum. And I'm like, and I put in my credentials. Here's my username. Here's my password. It's not working. I change my password. I get an email. Okay, fine. I'm doing everything right.
Yeah.
Okay. But I can't get the Red Zone to work on my phone.
Right.
But I just paid for it on my TV.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
Well, you said two different things there. First, you said that your cable provider was Cox, and then you said it was Spectrum.
It was Spectrum, yeah.
So which one is it?
It's Cox.
So then you need to log in using that.
Correct. So if I tell you guys that yesterday, all day, it's on my mind. Why can't I figure this out? Why am I so dumb? What am I doing wrong? And I figure I could call a friend. I could text somebody. I could ask somebody for help. In my mind, I'm thinking, who could I call at the NFL? Like, is there a contact us?
Wait, you wanted to call like the New York office?
Yeah, I don't know who to call. I don't know who to call.
I wanted to call Al Michaels, and then you remembered. No, he works for Amazon now.
I emailed Rich Eisen. I said, hey, Rich, what the hell, man? Can you help me out? Can you put me in touch with somebody? And then finally, as we're having this conversation right now, and as I hear myself explain this to you guys, I bought it on Cox. I tried to use it on Spectrum, which was my previous cable provider, and therein lies why I wasn't able to get my Red Zone on my phone. Gosh, do I feel stupid.
You could have put this in like our group chat, and I think we could have troubled
you. We could have helped
you very quickly. Yeah.
Or were you just afraid we were going to mock you?
No, it wasn't that. It was just that I don't think it occurred to me at the time that I was using the wrong cable provider on my phone.
Yeah.
Because you got a new one when you moved, right?
Right. And guys, you don't even understand. Like, you talk about, like, just being angry all day and having something just, like, stuck in your craw and you just can't figure it out. And it's bothering me to high hell. Like, why can't I figure this out? Yeah. And now, here it is today. I was pushing Spectrum when I should have been pushing Cox.
Try it right now and make sure it works.
I'm not surprised about this.
I can't find it now because when I go to the NFL app right now, there's no Red Zone.
It's not available, right?
Right, there's no Red Zone right now. Oh, so I have to wait until Sunday of next this upcoming week to figure out if that was the problem.
Well, you know, what happens is the Red Zone like has like a countdown for like a few minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Like you should do it as like 9:45 or something.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're good.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah. God, by the way, a bunch of tweets rolling in the Sedano and Cap community about my conversation with my kid, basically.
Mm-hmm. Anybody believing you?
The vice president of the Handsome Man community, quote, we rule by fear, LMAO, so true, Sedano. Robert Wilkins, this Sedano story is cracking me up. I have the exact same conversations about food and sleep with my kids. See, brown and black people, we do not mess around, bro. I'm sorry. Johnny tweets in and says, Cappy, you'll see what happens. That's what you said. And then he has a response to this. What happens for Mexican kids? And it's a lady, you know, pounding her hand with la chancla. So, yeah, bro. It's just different.
Still afraid of those.
We'll see. Yeah. We will see.
Just different, bro.
Okay. We'll see what happens when your daughter's 16. She's got you wrapped around your finger.
Beto didn't believe it either. And then I told him the story about the food stuff in my house, how we don't let those kids get up until they're done. Like, you know, like until they've eaten a requisite amount of food. He's like, for real? You're like that? I'm like, yeah, bro. I ain't messing with no, you know how expensive, dog, I went to Pavilions yesterday. Do you know how much a bag of cherries cost me? Cherries.
$10?
$17.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God, I go to the grocery store, but I never buy cherries. So my wife's like, hey, buy some cherries. The kids want cherries. I'm like, okay. So I see the sign on the where the cherries are in the little bags, and it says $8.99. Now, what I did not realize, $8.99 a pound.
Per pound, yeah, per pound. You got the big old bag.
So I just grabbed the bag. I just grabbed one of the bags. There's like 10 bags on there. So I grabbed the bag. And when the guy's ringing it up, I'm like, I looked at the thing and I'm like, I was about to say, are you sure it's $17? Because it said $8.99. And then I saw the thing on the thing he was ringing it up on the cash register where it said per pound. I'm like, $8.99 a pound. I'm like, oh, bro.
See, that's very funny.
So that's why those cherries are going to be eaten. I'm just telling you right now.
Everybody's eating every last cherry.
You mother bleepers better be ready to eat some cherries.
That's right. I had a similar situation yesterday. My daughter said to me, she goes, Dad, I really want to get a bagel. This is yesterday morning. We were going grocery shopping, she and I. It's kind of our Sunday thing. You know, I got to get her all loaded up for the school week, you know?
Yeah.
And so we go to this bagel shop where she wanted to get a bagel. So I walk in and I'm kind of looking at the menu. I'd never been there before. And I look up and there's a bagel, lox, cream cheese, tomato, onion, capers. Okay. And that sounds like
a really nice
Hebraic sandwich on a Sunday morning. Maybe not perfect for my diet. And I looked at the price. How much should a bagel with lox, tomato, onions, and capers be? One bagel.
Okay. I would bagel, lox, capers, tomato, onion. So it's like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Cream cheese or no?
Yeah, one cream cheese. Cream cheese,
okay.
Lox,
okay.
Tomato, onions, capers.
I'm going to say $7.95.
$7.95. Lindsay?
I have no idea.
Okay. Laura?
I'm with her, man. I have no clue.
Okay, you guys don't eat bagels, huh?
No,
I mean, I do.
Bread. Keto. Yeah. She's on keto. She don't eat bread.
Oh, that's right. Forgot. There must be a keto bagel.
There's keto bagels.
Yeah, no, they're disgusting.
They're gross.
Like, all the breads and everything. Plus,
nasty.
I don't really look in. Like, I don't really budget like that. I just buy what I need because I need it anyway.
You're not going to believe this. You ready?
Go ahead.
The bagel, if you get the sandwich, $15.
What?
Wait. If you want it open faced, $17.
No way, bro.
I said to the guy, I go, hey, man. I go, let me ask you something. I said, is that a $15 bagel with lox and cream cheese? And he goes, yeah. I go, you're kidding me. He goes, no. I said, and the egg and the turkey and the cheese, that's $7, half the price? He goes, yeah, that's right. I go, you got to be kidding me. A $15 bagel sandwich?
Nah, that's crazy, dog.
In a little bagel shop?
Yeah, that's crazy.
My Hebrew, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't eating that. That's just on principle. That's just on principle alone.
No,
I paid no $15 for no bagel.
I'm the same way. On principle, I wouldn't have done it either.
So. Anyway.
All right, coming up next, your ex-wife won yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear.
Yeah, and you're just going to have to face the facts that your ex-wife, she's got a trainer now.
She's hot now, huh?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Isn't that the worst?
That's all right. She's still crazy, though.
Maybe not. You know?
We're going to find out.
We'll get to that in a second. But first, all this week on Sedano and Cap, we're giving away passes for a behind-the-scenes immersive tour of SoFi Stadium. Get an exclusive look at the areas of the stadium, including the team locker rooms, the premium suites, the post-game interview rooms, where Sean McVay says, no, not really. Well, I don't know if he actually did that there, but you get the point. You can run through the player's tunnel and more. Listen throughout the show all week for your chance to win. All right. We're going to get into the Chargers Raiders and Alan Sliwa's big moment and how now he's part of this group. And he went with Bergman. That's why they lost, basically. But we can get into actually why they lost next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ooh, the weekend. Hold on, let me go and see what is the weekend a thing today?
Read the email, George.
I'm just checking. Hold on.
It's not. I just decided to play it.
Burn.
I know, but just Lindsay definitely would get all up in my
game. I don't remember it being on the email. That's why. Mm. I asked the question. What a great song. Are you a star boy?
You talking to me, pal?
No, I'm talking to Lindsay and Laura.
Are you girls star boys?
No, I'm a girl, not a boy of any kind.
Same.
I'm a star girl.
Today, chocolate milkshake day. Oh, I love a chocolate milkshake.
Me too.
It's my favorite.
I would love a chocolate milkshake.
Nasty.
You know, my kids went to Chick-fil-A. They could have had a chocolate milkshake and could have brought one for me.
You know, it's funny. I was telling you about the $15 bagel. It's yesterday. Yeah. No joke. My daughter's like, she said to me, she goes, I will have a Chick-fil-A. Let's go to Chick-fil-A, Dad. So we're driving. We pull into Chick-fil-A. No line. No line.
Because it's closed on Sundays. Yeah. Cap.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So stupid.
Correct.
You were so happy, huh, when you saw no line?
You were like, bro, yeah, no way. Like,
this is unbelievable. There's no line right now at the Chick-fil-A. This is amazeballs.
You didn't notice that there was like no one in the establishment, though?
No, I did not.
Cap, yeah. It's 2022. I think amazeballs can be retired.
You think so?
Yes.
That's it? It's over?
Yes.
Who was the amazeballs originator? I feel like somebody did that. I don't know who that was, but maybe a Kardashian. It sounds like something they would say.
Really? So it's retired? Amazeballs is no longer a legit term?
Yeah,
to
we
use?
Are putting it to bed today.
Really?
I think it was put to bed a long time ago, but since you just used it, we're just kind of, you know.
September 12th, 2022, we have officially retired it. We will hang it in the rafters on the 710 ESPN.
On the Cappyisms.
Yeah. Amazeballs has been retired today.
Slay Queen.
That one clearly not retired. That
no,
one's going to be
used. Still, that one's still very contemporary.
Yeah, very contemporary for a while.
Laura doesn't
all right.
think so.
It is Overreaction Monday, Cappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you are... We'll get to your overcompensation about the Chargers beating the Raiders, but what is your biggest overreaction? We've been giving overreactions at 15 past the hour today because that's what we're going to do every Monday on football season. Everybody overreacts. Like you're watching the games, you're excited, whether it was Saturday or Sunday, and you're like fired up to talk about a particular team or whatever, and maybe you're just overreacting, but what the hell? That's part of football because it's a weekly sport.
So I said earlier today that my first overreaction is that Dak Prescott is done.
Yeah.
And when I say done, I don't mean like done for the season. I mean he's just done.
Yeah.
He gets hurt too often. He misses way too much time. A lot of hype around Dak Prescott. Hasn't been a lot of postseason victories. Cowboys haven't really gone anywhere. I think Dak Prescott's done. But here's my next overreaction, and it's still related to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. By the time Dak Prescott returns to the lineup, Mike McCarthy will be fired as head coach of the Cowboys.
Okay.
Take that.
So you think he's just going to go interim until Sean Payton takes the job next year?
Well, there's no doubt that Sean Payton is the guy. At least that's been the rumors, that that's who Dallas wants. Mm-hmm. And I know that Sean Payton is very restless not coaching. There's only so much golf in Idaho one man can play.
Okay.
And by the way, the Cowboys are lucky that Sean Payton's even available.
Right.
Because there were some inside rumors about how the Dolphins wanted Sean Payton.
And that your boyfriend Tom Brady and him were going to go and play there for a year.
Correct.
Yeah. And he was get like part ownership afterwards or something like that. And then the Dolphins ended up getting a tampering thing labeled on them and they lost a first round pick.
So my overreaction is Dak Prescott done in his career, like toast, and Mike McCarthy fired before Dak Prescott even comes back so far this year. And by the way, I got other overreactions too.
Go ahead. Give me another one.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will not make the playoffs this year.
Whoa. Now that's a big one. You've been holding that one for 2 hours and 20 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, this Aaron Rodgers situation, he got all the money. He lost his best receiver. He's sitting there yesterday looking around going, hello, like this is what you guys have given me. Like it's such a typical Aaron Rodgers thing to do to kind of
I mean,
be
his
blaming.
Receivers were pretty terrible yesterday.
I concur. They were. But he doesn't really sugarcoat stuff. Yeah. And I mean, his postgame press conference yesterday.
I mean, but listen, you know, toughen up if you're those guys. I mean, we didn't sugarcoat it with you. And look at you. Now you're a star. You're ready to roll.
Well, I'll just say this. You ready? I thought Aaron Rodgers would be the kind of player that would take no-name wide receivers and make them really good.
I mean, he
and
has kind of done that historically, too.
Right, that may be the case this season, but after yesterday, and given that today's an overreaction Monday, no playoffs for the Packers.
Okay, there you go.
No playoffs for you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they did lose 38-3 in week 1 last year.
I understand that.
Yeah.
All right. But this is overreaction Monday, George.
Okay, I get it.
All right, give me an overreaction.
Okay. Well, I already told you that I think the Chargers are winning the AFC West.
Okay.
Taking on the Chiefs next week. Okay.
Thursday.
Right, Thursday, but in week 2, basically. So I'm going to give you another overreaction. Okay, you ready?
I'm listening.
Are you sure?
I think I'm sitting down. Should I be standing up?
The Minnesota Vikings, and I'll stay in the same division. The Minnesota Vikings are going to be one of the home field advantage teams in the NFC this year.
Okay. I want to one up you. You ready?
Okay.
When, and again, remember, this is Overreaction Monday. Mm. When Kevin O'Connell's coaching career is over,
yeah,
he will go down historically as a better NFL head coach than Sean McVay.
Okay. I mean, there's probably a while to go before we figure that out, but okay.
I mean, it's Overreaction Monday. The guy's coached one football game. That's
right.
An overreaction.
I mean, that is the classic overreaction.
I mean, that's
right,
out of control overreaction is what that is.
Yeah. Did you cry when your boy Man Campbell lost the game at the end there?
I did feel bad for Dan Campbell. You know, I told you I want to become a Detroit Lions fan this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Lions, to their credit,
actually
competed in this game. When they got down and you thought it was long over,
right?
The Lions scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to make it a competitive game. Yeah. And if you didn't know, if you didn't watch any of it, I mean, Philadelphia 38, Detroit 35, that's an entertaining, high-scoring football game.
Here's another overreaction for you. You ready?
Yep.
The defending AFC champion, Cincinnati Bengals, will not make the playoffs this year.
Let's go a step further.
Okay.
Joe Burrow will be just like Dan Marino in that Marino got to a Super Bowl in his second year and never sniffed one again.
Yeah.
Burrow, never get back.
Wow.
I mean, it's Overreaction Monday. I mean, I'm going way out today.
Hey,
I mean,
Kevin,
I'm going crazy.
You should take it even one step further than that.
Do it.
Yeah?
And say that the Browns are going to win their division.
No, come on. Get out
of
here.
No. Let's overreact and really go crazy. I'm with that. I'm with that all day long.
You're not
like
that
I
crazy.
Said, I don't have big, high expectations, but if Brissett can stay afloat, you never know. You know, if they can go 500 before Watson gets back, you never know.
And how about T.J. Watt being out now for the Pittsburgh Steelers with a torn pack? I mean, that's one of those players that, I mean, that's the star and the leader of your defense, and he could be gone, I mean, could be gone for the year.
Yeah. I got one more overreaction for you. You ready? All before we get to your ex-wife. The San Francisco 49ers, okay, despite all the stuff you're hearing about Trey Lance, okay, the San Francisco 49ers are still going to make the playoffs in the NFC.
Oh, see, I was going to go in the opposite direction. Trey Lance bust.
I mean, if you draft a kid who went to North Dakota State, who did not play his last year, okay, and has only thrown 318 passes in his career, you're going to have some patience with him.
Who has patience in the NFL?
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, the Niners better because you traded all these picks to get this kid who only played through 318 balls in Division 1AA or whatever it is. In FCS. So you're going to have some patience. But I still think they'll make the playoffs because I think their roster is that good.
I think it was last week we discussed that Peter King, the longtime NFL writer, said that Jimmy Garoppolo will be the starting quarterback about 6 weeks into the season.
Week six,
Yeah. I'll go week three.
Okay, look at that.
Overreaction.
You're three-upping.
Yeah.
Or actually, you're cutting in half.
Cutting him in half, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like you're open facing Peter King's prediction.
Right. $17.50 open face bagel lox.
Yeah,
$17.50 for an open face sandwich rather than closed face.
How many wins do the Chargers need to get for you to just admit that they're good?
It doesn't matter how many wins they get.
Okay, so it would have to be like a playoff thing for you. Like you're just going to keep moving the goalpost on them until let's say they win like 11 games or 12 games and win the division. Let's just for argument's sake say that.
Okay.
Because they beat the Raiders this week and you called that a good loss for the Raiders earlier today.
That's right.
A good loss. Okay. I mean, I guess. But they let's say they win.
What I said was I was more impressed with the Raiders in losing than I was in the Chargers in winning,
which is ridiculous. I mean, just on this on the surface, that statement is absurd. But
yeah, but there's a lot of people in the community in the circle of trust that are like, yeah, we get what you're saying.
Yeah, they get it because they're also Raider fans. Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Raider Nation represent.
Yeah. That's you're part of Raider Nation now?
That's right. Raiders. Okay. Raiders.
So, okay. So anyway, you have that, right? So let's say they win 12 games, they win the division. Let's just for argument's sake say that. Mm-hmm. Let's say they win their first playoff game, mm-hmm. right? They get to like they got to win the first playoff game. They get to the AFC title game. Like, is that good enough? Or do they have, at that point, do you say, oh, no, you got to get to the Super Bowl?
No, that's awesome.
Or like, what is a successful season? Like, that you will say they're good?
Winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's it. That's the only scenario?
Well, you see, George, I want the Chargers to do really, really well and then break your heart at the end, because that's what that organization has always done.
So you want them to do like, you know, like a Stan Humphries and was it Stan Humphries who got the Super Bowl in 1995?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Stan Humphries. And then, you know, they face a Niners team that was a juggernaut and then they get blown out by 20 points. That's what you want.
That would be awesome. Because you see, then every Charger fan and every Charger troll that is all over me on Twitter, they'd be like, we told you, Kaplan, they're awesome, they're great.
And then to the Super Bowl is really damn impressive.
It is awesome. But then they'll break your heart when they don't win it.
Okay. All right, so the only scenario here is that they have to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, listen, that's what everybody plays for.
Okay. I mean, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are everybody's odds-on favorite. Okay. But everybody looks around and they go, well, you got the Bills, you got the Chiefs. And really, I think nationally, people believe that the Chargers are in that class.
I mean, they have the talent. Sure.
That's what they have. They have the roster. And as long as I've been around the Charger organization, people have always said they've got the best roster on paper in the NFL. And guess what? They had Phillip Rivers. They had LaDainian Tomlinson.
If LaDainian Tomlinson wouldn't have gotten hurt, right? Like, played or whatever. Like, you know, Phillip Rivers played on one leg in that AFC title game.
Right, but karma got him. You know what happened in that game?
What happened?
They pitched a ball to their running back, who was not LaDainian Tomlinson because he was sitting on the sideline. And a Patriots linebacker snuck through the line and stopped him before he got into the end zone to preserve the win for the New England Patriots that day. You know who that linebacker was?
Teddy Bruschi.
Nope.
Junior Seau.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Junior Seau got his revenge on that organization.
All right, well, I guess that's it. If you're the Chargers, Cappy says you got to win the Super Bowl. If not, that's the only way he's going to admit that you're good.
If they win the Super Bowl, man, that would be like my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. I'm rooting for it now just for that.
I said that to you at the beginning of the show. You are intentionally rooting for the Chargers to be a thorn in my side.
But now
rather than being my partner going, hey, I'm with you, man. Screw those guys.
No, it's better content if they win the Super Bowl and
stick it to me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So it would be great. We may just do like, show me your lightning bolts for 3 hours that day. Rancho Penasquitos, hello.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Thanks, Christopher. Hey, real quick, we're giving away passes right now to a behind-the-scenes immersive tour of SoFi Stadium. Get an exclusive look at areas of the stadium, including team locker rooms, premium suites, post-game interview rooms, run through the players' tunnel, and more. Call right now. Caller 7 at 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-3776. And you win a four-pack of passes to an all-access tour of SoFi Stadium. Listen all week to our show, Sedano and Cap, for more chances to win. Caller 7, 877-710-ESPN wins right now. Caller 7, 877-710-3776. Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano.
Super excited.
So, Steph Curry wasn't hesitant about being open to a potential Warriors reunion with Kevin Durant, believe it or not.
I saw that in Rolling Stone.
Yeah. So in his interview with Rolling Stone, the Golden State star said that he would have been okay with blowing up the reigning champion Warriors roster in the offseason to play with KD again. He said, quote, "If you said, oh, KD's coming back and we're going to play with him, I had so much fun playing with him in those years, I'd be like, hell yeah." You have to think, what does it actually mean? What does it look like? And if anybody's saying that you wouldn't entertain that conversation, no disrespect to anybody on our team, but you don't know how things work. Is what Steph Curry said a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It's a big deal because it's Steph Curry, it's KD, having won with the Warriors and left and all the drama we know. But Steph is absolutely right. If you know anything about that league, you know that everyone's trying to get better. And when you can get a transcendent talent, you do what you can do to get that transcendent talent. And the Warriors have stockpiled not only picks, but they've stockpiled a lot of good young talent that teams would want in a scenario for a generational talent. And by the way, their owner actually openly talked about the potential of looking into acquiring potential players that could be available. So none of that should be a surprise, and Steph's right.
I'm going to go no deal on this for this reason, because it's really irrelevant now, isn't it? I mean, KD's going back to Brooklyn.
For now.
And he's not going to Golden State.
For now.
And you think that KD starts in Brooklyn this year and it possibly gets moved?
I think they're going to give it 1 year. And I think they're going to reassess after this season and see what the market could be for everyone again if they don't win a championship.
Gosh, I would hate to see KD back in Golden State.
I know, because you're like very anti-KD.
Well, I first of all, if he goes to Golden State, for as long as he's there, if you have Steph and KD together, I mean, Lakers, forget it.
You know, I feel like you can't, looking at any NBA roster, you can't ever like say anything definitively, because who would have thought a year ago, you know, that things would have changed as much as they have this year, you know, or the year before that, like that right. Russell Westbrook would end up on, you know, the Lakers, and that the Lakers would only have two guys left from the championship team. Nobody would have thought that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it goes. Life moves fast. That's for sure. Especially in the NBA.
Thanks, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
So flying taxis could very soon become a reality as major plane makers, airlines, and startups are starting to pump millions of dollars into the development of their own versions of electrically powered vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. They're known as eVTOLs. I guess that's the acronym for it, eVTOLs. Mm-hmm. So airlines plan to use the craft for transfers between transport hubs and surrounding urban areas. Most flights will likely last somewhere between 15 minutes and a half hour. American Airlines recently ordered 250 of these electric flying taxis to ferry passengers around cities at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. Is the fact that major airlines are already ordering flying taxis to be made right now in September 2022 a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say no deal, at least for right now. Now, when these taxis are made and the masses are utilizing them, then, of course, it'll be a whole big deal. But between now and then, I'm not so sure.
Would you get a flying taxi?
I would. Would you?
Sure.
I mean, they're basically kind of like helicopters, but faster.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we basically get in like flying buses on airplanes, so.
Yeah, and like if you wanted to fly, just as an example, from L.A. to Palm Springs, why would you ever do that? It's a two-hour drive, if that. But if I told you you could be there in 15 minutes and it was reasonably priced, you'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. Which is why there are like little private small planes that do those kinds of flights.
Yeah.
But today I'm saying no deal. When they're in service and we're using them, then I would say big deal.
Okay. I'm going to say big deal if they actually get approved, and because I think that to me is the bigger step. When it's all like approved and they've done the testing and everything is good to go and they're ready to go to market. Not when people are using it, but when they're ready to go to market, to me, that to me is the step where we're ready to make it a huge deal.
I think it's a big deal if they're spending millions of dollars to have them made right now, right?
Chances are, right, that means that they're gonna put them to market.
They want to be, everyone's got to be the first one, you know? They're all racing to be the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Last
Sky
one.
Sky Uber, basically.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. Then you got like roads and stop signs and traffic lights. Like, I just feel like that's just a whole other crazy infrastructure issue.
Where do these things take off from? Do they take off from like airports or like just
there's
small
like
airports?
Airports all over
like,
the place?
Is it like LAX versus Hawthorne?
I think that they only need like a very limited runway, not like a regular size runway.
Yeah.
How many people can get in one of these little air taxis?
I think 20 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll fly sometimes to Mammoth, and people are like, wait, you fly to Mammoth? And I'm like,
yeah,
I mean, look,
like JSX or something?
It's, the airline I use is called Advanced Air, and it's like a 30-seat plane.
Yeah.
And it flies out of, like, Carlsbad or Hawthorne. It used to fly out of Burbank. Mm-hmm. But, a 30-seat plane, and usually, I mean, I've only been in these planes when there's like 10 or 12 people in there.
Yeah.
And so it is kind of like an air taxi already.
So I Googled it, and United Airlines also put in an order for 200 electric air taxis. They basically look like a mixture of like a small bush plane and a helicopter, and it looks like they can take off from like helipads.
There you go.
So yeah, they're like a more efficient version of a helicopter and quicker. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
All right, last one really quick.
That's cray.
Yeah, you'll like this one, Kat. An emerging productivity trend has caught the eye of 9-to-5 workers worldwide, and it's been backed by experts. The quote, 5-to-9 before 9-to-5 has taken social media by storm, with users sharing their viral videos and vlogs of their morning chores, workouts, healthy habits, and routines achieved before their workday begins. Health experts have backed the idea, saying that having a personally health-focused and maintenance routine before work can be highly beneficial. Is the idea of a 5-to-9 before the 9-to-5 routine becoming common a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to guys from Cited, and they're around the country. One guy is in San Francisco, one guy is in North Carolina. And so we, you know, because he's on East Coast time, it's 10 a.m. there. Yeah. And because I want to get this done before I take my daughter to school, I have a 7 a.m. meeting literally every single morning.
Where does Rachel rank in that that 5-to-9 window?
Well, she's at her place.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, where is she on the call list?
Oh, I don't start messing with her until a little bit later on.
Unless they're on the Calendly.
I got to get on the Calendly, George.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I usually, you know, she and I have a standard call every day at about 12:45.
Oh, okay.
You know? What do you think about 5-to-9 versus 9-to-5?
Yeah. I mean, it's tight.
I
get up. I'm definitely not up before 6 or 6:30. But I would say more times than not, I'm up between 6:30 and 7. Because the kids don't have to be anywhere until 8:30. So, you know, we just take our time around here. You know, and if I have to do anything, it's like, usually like my TV, the TV shows that I'm a part of, if I'm participating, like, for example, today I was on Around the Horn. We have a call at 7:30, a conference call, a production call. When I do NBA Today, the call is at 7 a.m. So, yeah, on those days, I make sure I'm up a little early. So that way I'm not half asleep on the call. But for the most part, yeah, that's a little too early for me, bro.
Yeah, there are times when I'm on these 7 a.m. calls and people will say to me, dude, have you had a cup of coffee yet? I'm like, no. And they're like, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
Like, you're half asleep. We get it.
I feel like that since you guys kind of start your work, like the way that our show is, at least I know that you guys both have other jobs and commitments, but I feel like, at least for me and even for you guys, that there's plenty of time to have a productive 4 hours before, you know, we start doing our show stuff, right?
Well, before this show, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess if that's like the overall idea to spend like 4 hours in the morning before you start actually working, regardless of what time you start work, then I feel like that's totally normal.
Yeah, I think the world is moving so fast and is so over-caffeinated, and we're all, I believe, doing more than we ever have in our lives. Now, maybe it's not the same experience for everybody, but I just think you got to maximize every minute of every day. You know?
Carpe diem.
That's right. And I feel like, you know, like I have such a regimented schedule, you know? So I try and get a lot done early in the morning. Okay. A lot.
Good for you, Cappy. I try to sleep in the morning.
Yeah, I don't.
When my kid's not waking me up at 2:18 because she can't find her sleep mask. You know?
Yeah. Get her a backup sleep mask.
Yeah, seriously. Here's two.
Right. So when you lose the first one, you got a backup one.
All right. That is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Congratulations to our stadium tour winner. And coming up next, Cap. What's that, Laura?
Jonathan Sosa from Downey.
Hey, oh, congrats.
Yo, down with Downey, Jonathan Sosa. Congratulations. You win the SoFi Stadium Tour giveaway. We'll give
dude,
that
you're
going
to love it. You're going to
each and every day.
It's great, dude. I'm telling you, Laura and I did it last year, and it is so fun to be in the Rams locker room, to walk through the tunnel, to be on the field, to go through the luxury suites. I'm telling you, man, if you've not been yet to SoFi, it's awesome.
So worth it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hey, coming up next, Cappy.
Yeah.
So you and I've done Overreaction Monday at 4:15, at 5:15, at 6:15 in that general segment. Now, it's time for things to watch for, okay? Now, things to watch for are not things that we believe will happen, but They may be trending in that direction. So we're going to be watching things with a close eye. You feeling me?
I am feeling you in a big way.
Okay. We'll do that coming up to wrap up the show next. I told you the other day I like this song. Is T-Lake on here somewhere? No, it's just because you wanted to play it? All right, cool.
Just because, you know, you guys kind of trolled some of the other shows with this, you know, making a bit. So
we did. We did. And it's also National Day of Encouragement. So just dance, dance, dance. More birthdays, though, we didn't get to. Barry White, may he rest in peace. 2 Chainz, Jennifer Hudson. Luda was yesterday. Louis C.K., Paul Walker, may he rest in peace. Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria. And Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers.
How about the Dodgers, by the way? Just on a side note, just another totally dominating performance this past weekend down in San Diego.
On a sided note?
Oh, that's very good, George. Yeah. Very well done. Mm. Listen, I know a bunch of people were like, I was at this sports bar yesterday, and every single TV has an NFL game on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Padres are playing the Dodgers. And I guess if you're the Dodgers, it's not really a big game and it's not really a meaningful series. And on the other hand, if you were the Padres, it is a big game and it was a meaningful series. And I don't think people really go to sports bars on Sunday afternoons to see a baseball game, no matter who's playing and no matter how meaningful it may or may not be. So I just was following along on my phone. But, man, Dodgers, yesterday, that was such a bizarre situation, wasn't it? When they thought, hey, we clinched, right?
Right, but then they didn't, right, because of the weird tiebreaker rule.
Right, so I guess when the Brewers lose and the Dodgers win, the Dodgers will have officially clinched because the Dodgers would have to go 0-21 and the Brewers would have to go whatever, however many games they have left, 21-23. They'd have to go undefeated.
Yeah. So I have the note here. The Dodgers have not, in fact, clinched the postseason berth yet, although they can clinch tonight if they beat Arizona, and they can clinch the NL West as soon as tomorrow. Apologies for the confusion, it says here on the ESPN email. If anyone needs explanation for the change, there's a scenario to which you were referring to where the Dodgers, Cardinals, and Brewers all finished 96-66 and tied for the NL Central and third wild card. In that case, the Brewers would win the division because of their record against St. Louis, and the Cardinals would win the final wild card spot.
That wasn't
confusing at all. So the
Dodgers
would be out of the division in that scenario because the Cards have won the series 4-2 against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I do not think any of those things will come into play.
No, no, but they've got to account for them mathematically, you know, so, yeah. But yeah, yeah, weird spot. Everyone's like, hey, all right.
Right, and they were like, interviewing Dave Roberts after the game, like, hey, congratulations on wrapping this thing up. He's like, oh, this is awesome. It's great for our players. And then today you find out, you're like, oh, okay, jumped the gun on that one.
But you know, it's funny, I read that they didn't even, like, do any kind of celebration. Like, no,
no, of course not.
Why would they?
They've won the division 10, 11 years or whatever it is.
But you think that you'd at least do something like, hey, we clinched.
Old hat.
Well, it's kind of like, hey, guys, winning the division's nice, but winning the World Series is the goal, period.
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than winning the World Series will be considered a failure. Not by us, by them.
I just
correct.
Think that the Chargers would be celebrating if they won the division. That's
well, if you haven't won anything in a while, I mean, yeah, that would be that makes sense. If the Padres won the division, they'd be going bonkers, right?
Right. And let's face it, I mean, if you're the Chargers winning the division, the AFC West, that's a really big accomplishment. And if the Padres, just using them as an example, won the NL West, they'd be going nuts because they finally got over on the Dodgers, but that ain't happening.
Right. So there you go. But all right, Cappy, it's time for things to watch for, okay? Things to watch for. Now, they're not overreactions. They're not hot takes. They're just things we're keeping a close eye on, I would say. What are some of the things you're keeping a close eye on already in 1 week in the NFL and 2 weeks into college football?
Okay, here's the first thing I'm going to keep my eye on.
Okay.
Will there be any other ties in the NFL this
season? I thought we were going to get two in the same week, which had never happened.
Right. The Colts and the Texans tied yesterday at 20-20.
Yeah.
First thought on that. One, everybody expected Houston to get blown out. And two, Indianapolis was one of those teams that beyond Buffalo and Kansas City was a somewhat fashionable, long shotty kind of a pick in the AFC.
Yeah.
Is that who the Indianapolis Colts are, that they tie in week one?
You want an? I'll sneak in an extra overreaction. You ready?
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, washed.
can't necessarily say that I don't love an overreaction quite like that on week one.
Yeah, he's washed.
15 years in the league.
Dude, 2 years ago, for all the people I gave Phillip Rivers grief, he led them to the playoffs, and he looked pretty good that year, I thought. And then they tried the thing last year with Carson Wentz. They just keep trying to plug guys in. The Colts should have drafted a guy when they signed Phillip Rivers and tried to groom them too at the same time. You can do two things at once.
Yeah, Frank Reich is like every year they're giving him, the head coach, a brand new starting quarterback, and he's always a veteran player. It's like, guys, can I get like a consistent quarterback that's going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years?
Right.
So that's one thing I'm definitely looking out for. Will there be another tie in the NFL this season?
I mean, that game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati was incredible to watch.
Great game.
Yeah.
And you're right. In overtime, it looked like this thing could be a tie. As a matter of fact,
it was going to be tied, too. It came down the last 90 seconds or whatever.
In fact, Ian Eagle, who was doing the broadcast on CBS, when Pittsburgh's kicker had like a 55-yard field goal attempt and the ball hit off the crossbar, the upright, he said, Ian Eagle had this line. He goes, "What is going on here today?" It was awesome.
Yeah, it was insane. Like that was our reaction. I love Ian Eagle because he has the reactions that I have at home, right? Like, generally speaking, when he like has like those reactions, I'm also thinking the same thing. Like, what the hell, man?
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. So, will there be another tie in the NFL this year? Give me something that you're looking out for.
Okay, something I'm looking out for. I'm going to go into the college football world. Okay, in the college football world, I'm looking out at Alabama. And because, look, they've been the benchmark for so long, right, at this stage. And here's what's starting to happen that I think is interesting. First, it started with Kirby Smart, right, the head coach of Georgia. He was one of his assistants. You know, now you have Steve Sarkisian, right, who was one of his assistants.
One of Saban's assistants? Uh-huh.
The Lane Train, right, one of his assistants. Mm-hmm. You know, they're having success at the places that they're at. Mario Cristobal is another one of his assistants, was one of his top recruiters. I feel like little by little what's happening to Alabama is that his old assistants, I mean, Kirby Smart's already won the championship, so that's a big, big deal, and he's done plenty of this. But I'm talking about the other guys, too, including Sarkisian and Lane, and we'll see about Cristobal. They're slowly but surely winning some of these recruiting battles, an occasional recruiting battle against Alabama, and that's hurting their depth. And that's how eventually these things crumble. Is the same thing happened with USC in the mid-2000s. Previous to them, Miami, the same thing, you know, in the early 2000s. Like, people eventually just started picking away at their players, and they didn't have the same kind of depth that they used to have. And I think we're just starting to see that potentially with Alabama. So it's not something I'm ready to say, but it's something I'm watching out for. Which is good news, by the way, for all of college football, if Alabama starts to kind of come back to the pack a little bit.
Speaking of college football, you know, one of the things I'm looking out for is, what is Nebraska doing? And I know that they, you know, losing to Georgia Southern is so embarrassing, and firing Scott Frost, who was a national championship quarterback.
Shout out Clay Helton, yeah.
You know, Clay Helton, give him his credit. But Scott Frost fired. They pay him $15 million to go away. If they would have kept him until October 1st, they could have paid him $7.5 million to go away.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how much those guys wanted to get rid of him. And the guy who had to fire him is another former Nebraska college football legend, Trev Alberts. You remember him?
Yeah. He played linebacker back in the 90s, yeah.
And I think he actually worked on CNN as like their sports anchor guy.
Yeah, their sports guy for a number of years, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that also goes to show you the big business of college football, which is why when people start crying about kids getting paid, I'm like, I mean, they could buy out a coach for $7.5 million, and they would have waited 3 weeks. They could have saved that. So I don't want to ever hear about athletic departments crying about poor.
Yeah. Just other things, George, that I'm looking out for. There's a report that's coming out here this evening that T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers may only miss 6 weeks. Yesterday, everybody feared that he had maybe torn his pec and could be lost for the rest of the year. So I'm wondering if T.J. Watt will make it back on the field for Pittsburgh before Dak Prescott makes it back on the field for Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that is possible, I think. All right. We only got a couple seconds here, Cappy. So excellent work today on your overreactions. Excellent work on your things to watch out for. Let's get Rachel on board with the football thing here, okay? Let's go. Let's work on that.
She finds football to be really good for sleeping on a couch, and I find football to be the most entertaining of all the sports, and I just haven't been able to convince her of that yet.
You got
to
get her on a fantasy league, Cap. That's what we're
there
doing.
It is.
You know, it's funny you say that, Lindsay, because she's got a bunch of girlfriends that play in this 12-women fantasy football league every year, and she's not in on it. That's probably good advice.
Yeah, she can get into draft to do all that stuff. All right, Cappy, excellent work as always.
And back to you, and I'll see you in studio tomorrow.
Mañana for Lit, Live Imaging Tuesday, as Christopher will be doing his thing. Excellent work, Lindsay. Excellent work, Laura. We will talk to you mañana, all in studio for Live Imaging Tuesday, beginning with Travis and Sliwa Mason in Ireland and us. We'll talk to you then. See ya. Have a great night.